This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Well, the phrase, when pigs fly, has taken on a whole new meaning for folks at St. Louis-Lambert International Airport, a project that was introduced by the St. Louis Economic Development Partnership. Has been completed, and livestock can now be flown around the world from St. Louis, Missouri. Tim Nowak serves as executive director for the World Trade Center arm of the St. Louis Economic Development Partnership, and we talked about the how and why of live animal exports from Lambert Airport in St. Louis.
Thanks so much, Katie, and it's a great opportunity for us to reach your market and your listeners, and so we're grateful for the opportunity. We're excited. This is something we've been working on for a number of years, looking at learning more about the industry of live animal exporting, livestock exporting all around the globe. And so we saw this as an opportunity, given St. Louis's central location, its proximity to farmers in Illinois and in Missouri and elsewhere. We saw it as an opportunity to create one new, closer gateway to foreign markets for farmers who might be looking at selling livestock, be it pigs or cattle, for breeding purposes in what is, by all accounts, a growing international market for this. So with representatives at the airport, with representatives here at the Economic Development Agency, we went through the process of first acquiring all of the equipment, and this is the fencing equipment that would house the animals prior to departure, the wastewater management system. We went through and hired the best people to analyze what equipment was needed. Our office made the purchase, the acquisition of this equipment, and we had it installed here just recently at Lambert in a covered area adjacent to the airport in a cargo building. And then we went through all of the approval process. And so there's a fair amount of approvals and oversight of this program from the Federal Department of Agriculture and their authority, APHIS, and who came in, did an analysis, a review of what we've set up, and have given us temporary approval to begin operations out of St. Louis. And what does this mean? This is a great opportunity for farmers, for businesses who are looking at entering into this market, and not having to send the animals to a New York or a Miami or even a Chicago where there's other approved facilities. This is now in service and available to be used right here out of St. Louis, and we're excited about that.
So obviously a farmer listening or even myself, I'm thinking, okay, how do you get cows or pigs or any other type of livestock corralled and onto a plane and then you're flying them in the air? So that all had to be considered, I guess, when you started planning this.
I had no idea how to even begin to do this. Yes, right. We worked with the Missouri Department of Agriculture. We worked with several agencies out of mid-Missouri, and we also worked with a gentleman by the name of Tony Clayton, who runs a company called Clayton Agri Marketing. And Tony was an important consultant for us in doing this. Tony and his group do this every day. They work with farmers all throughout the United States and a lot right here in the Midwest, and Tony helps to coordinate the logistics, the sale and the logistics of these livestock, and whether he's selling them to China or Russia or all throughout the world. Tony has a tremendous amount of experience in doing this, and so he was helpful among many others in advising us on why we would want to do it, how we go about doing this, and so it was through his support and a number of other experts in this that came in early on to say that helped guide us on what we needed to do to get to this point, to have this approval in hand and to be ready. And let me tell you, we're able and ready and willing to do this as of today. And so this is very exciting.
So have any animal exports taken place as of yet? As we're talking today, you said you're ready. So, I mean, is this happening now?
We have not done it yet. We don't have our first shipment yet, but we're getting close. So you've got an opportunity or your listeners have an opportunity to be among the first to leverage St. Louis now as this export export point. And I'll share also one of the other key pieces to this. We've also set up a small incentive plan and to help offset some of the cost in shipping. So we have an incentive plan in place, and I'd be happy to share things in more detail if anyone's interested in learning a little bit more about it. But on a per kilo basis, a small incentive to help offset some of the costs in using St. Louis now as that point of embarkation. And this is just new in terms of the approvals that are in place. There's quite an assessment process that goes into this, and I think you and I were talking that you may have heard of this, because we're looking now to just begin to market Lambert Airport in St. Louis as that new opportunity.
Yes, that's how I became aware of this, and I thought, well, I don't know if I can be their marketer, but we can definitely make it a news story.
Well, you're certainly helping, yeah.
Find out some more information. Tim, you mentioned you were working with Tony Clayton, and he's based in Missouri and has kind of some background with the Missouri Department of Agriculture. This isn't new to him. He's been doing this for a while now. So my question to you was, what are these animals used for? Why are they shipping them across the world? And you had an answer for that.
Yeah, the real answer here is the vast majority is for breeding purposes and bringing in large numbers of new stock into these farms that are in place in these foreign markets. And so it's just a strong desire for the livestock that we have here in the United States and for breeding. Now, Tony does some other work in shipping, whether it's horses for various events or something like that, globally, polo matches or whatever it may be. But the bulk of this is represented in terms of developing markets, demand in these developing markets for breeding livestock. And so that's what we're really looking at.
Well, it's definitely a very interesting operation, and can't wait to hear more about it and see how things progress as you start having some of your first shipments of live animals. Tim, if anyone listening would like more information or this has intrigued them to find out more, should they talk to you or where should they go?
Yeah, there's two different ways. They could contact me, and all of our information is at the World Trade Center's website. That's www.worldtradecenter-stl, as in St. Louis, .com. And information can be found there. My contact information. Be happy to talk with them about accessing this new opportunity here.
Tim Nowak, Executive Director for the World Trade Center in St. Louis. And if you'd also like to learn more about Tony Clayton and his export business, you can visit ClaytonAgriMarketing.com. Registration is currently open for two free courses at Lincoln Land Community College. The college is offering an agricultural watershed management course called Conservation Practice Systems 2 and a horticulture course called Landscape Lake Management. The two classes are structured in 8-week modules beginning January 16th through the week of March 5th and have evening hours. The courses are made possible with no cost by funding from a U.S. Department of Labor grant. David Bowman, Program Coordinator for Lincoln Land's Workforce Development, says this is a great opportunity for traditional students as well as farm owners, operators, and service professionals, and the courses will help participants enhance ag productivity and efficiency while helping protect water and soil resources. For more information about the Ag Watershed Management and Horticulture classes at Lincoln Land, you can visit their website or contact David Bowman at 217-786-2317. A friendly reminder that the Montgomery County Soil and Water Conservation District is hosting their 77th annual meeting on Thursday, January 18th. That's at 6 p.m. at the U of I Extension office in Hillsboro. They ask that you RSVP by calling the office at 532-3361 extension 3 by January 15th. And that's all we have this morning for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.